Welcome to This Week at Filling, a program for education and celebration of what's happening throughout filling homes. I'm Tina Parsons. Thanks for tuning in. Today I'm sitting with Sarah Jackson and Randy Barnes, and we're talking about Valentine's Day. Hark and Filling Homes, we're teaming up again for another Valentine's Dance. This will be the second time.
Second time. We teamed up last year. Went really well, I thought. I think we had a bigger group come because it opens it up for the residents here at the Filling Home to actually come down, and then all our friends just come and have a good time.
Yeah, it's a good collaboration of friends and family and staff members from both organizations.
Okay, HARC is the Henry County Abilities Resource Council. It was put together 40 years ago. They only did camps. They're a United Way organization. And then it's progressed from there. It does. They own 12 homes that they rent out to individuals, and then we do HARC Recreation, which I put out a monthly calendar of events that we do, similar like we do a dance every once in a while. The Valentine's, we do a Christmas, we do a Halloween, and then we do a bus trip every 2 years, and then we do summer camps. That's HARC.
So let's talk about the dance. Sarah, kind of take us through what this dance is going to look like.
Well, every year we add more and more decorations. 3 years ago when we started it here, and then like we said, 2 years ago, or last year we added HARC. We, for the first time, put lights up in the ceiling of the gym, which we've never done before. Each year we add like another string of lights, so it's exciting for us because we've never seen the gym decorated like that. It's always been used for, you know, sporting events and other type fundraisers and functions we have here. But we have, you know, tables set up and just decorations galore. Donations from Dollar Tree in Napoleon and Family Dollar of Deschler are donating all the balloon centerpieces and some candy. They've been doing that for several years, and we're very grateful for that. Thrivent Financial Generosity Program, and so they are a sponsor as well to help pay for decorations and snacks. And HARC helps with the DJ, which Randy can speak about who's coming to DJ. But yeah, just lots of music, decorations. We get to turn the lights down because we have the lights in the ceiling, and from the moment the DJ starts, it's amazing.
That's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. We have staff that even works on other shifts that want to come in and, you know, maybe bring their kids for a little bit just to be able to enjoy the fun time with the people that they get to hang out with every day. And they want their family to experience that too. So it's kind of a neat thing that happens because of that.
Okay, DJ is Soundwave, who officially last year at this dance said he retired, but he's back, and he's great.
He must have had a lot of fun, too.
He truly enjoys the group, and he's done it so many dances for me that he knows the individuals, and he knows what song you're going to come up and ask for.
With our mission, we say we enhance the lives of the people that we serve, and this is a big way of enhancing lives. Randy, I want you to get emotional. I want you to.
I know exactly what I'm going to say right now. We all enjoy the same things, the same ways. We laugh the same. We cry the same.
We dance the same.
And not only that, a part of inclusivity, we are all going to look the same at the event. So, Sarah, tell us about the t-shirts.
Well, instead of having to worry about, oh, what's everyone going to wear? You know, do we anyone to go out and buy an expensive dress, or, you know, what to put in my hair, or what kind of makeup? We decided that we would design a t-shirt every year. And so this will be the third year that we've done that.
And the t-shirts, you're working with Jason Four.
Yes, out of KP Apparel in Wauseon.
So a big thank you to him. They really help out because we're hoping to get a lot of t-shirts.
Yes. We usually end up ordering well over 100 t-shirts, yes.
Well, it's going to be an awesome event. I can't wait to be there to take pictures of all of the fun going on. Thanks for sitting in with me and chatting. Do you have any final words in closing?
It's Valentine's Day. Come out. It's a cheap way to have a date that night.
Sarah, any last words for the community?
We just appreciate HARC's support in making this dance a success. Thrivent Financial, again, KP Apparel, and all the staff and family and friends that come together to make it an absolutely amazing night.
It's going to be a great night.
Yes, it will.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week for another This Week at Filling.